Well, to England now. We're starting tomorrow. If you want to enter a shop, you'll have to wear a mask. And the British government says people who fail to comply will face a fine of up to £100. That's around $130. This rule is already in effect in Scotland. How will it play out in England? Will there be scenes like this one in a California supermarket? That shopper without a mask said she had her doctor's permission to not wear one. Let's bring in Patty Lillis, who is General Secretary of the English Shop Workers Union, USDAW, the Union of Shop, Distributive, and Allied Workers. He joins us from Liverpool on Skype. Patty, you say your workers are a little worried about this.
Well, look, it's always a concern when you introduce any measure. We have seen over the years the violence and abuse towards retail staff. And yes, it has doubled during this pandemic. And the mind boggles when you have individuals who are in there providing a service for their communities for a small minority who think it's okay to abuse them. So yeah, this could be a flashpoint area. But in relation to face covering, I mean, it's a small price to pay to keep yourself, your colleagues and your community safe. And we have been calling for this mandatory wearing of face covering for several months now. So we are pleased to see it been introduced from tomorrow.
Well, so you're pleased because you think for the general good, it is a good idea. And actually, by the way, it protects your shop workers. But you just said something interesting. There was already, you know, kind of abuse towards shopkeepers before the pandemic.
We've been running our Freedom from Fear campaign for some 20 years now. And we are seeing year on year increases of violence and abuse towards retail workers, just in the UK alone. There's over 400 assaults every single day on retail workers. So this is something we have had to contend with for many years. This emergency we're in now has doubled the number of instances. We are working closely with the employers, the employer associations, the police and other groups to ensure that people can go to work and be safe whilst at work.
So other people wearing masks protects your union members, the people who are serving them, who have to go to work to make a living, who will be wearing masks as well. But how do you, I mean, how is this going to be enforced? And who helps these shopkeepers when they come across someone who may get abusive because they don't want to wear a mask?
Well, look, we are fairly confident that the vast majority of the general public will adhere to the law and will wear it. We've got the example of Scotland. Scotland introduced it several weeks ago. And nearly 99% of people are wearing masks without any problems. So, again, we are fairly confident that this will go off fairly easily. However, you mentioned people with health issues. There will be a case where people will have health issues and disabilities. They're excluded from it. And, again, they can download a pass that can show that they've got a health issue and therefore are exempt from wearing the mask, as are children under the age of 11. But let's not lose sight of it. This is a deadly disease. Anything we can do to stop its spread has got to be a good thing. And by the way, you know, the mask, the face coverings is only one part of the armory to defeat this. Social distancing from ours is absolutely clear. 2 meters must be maintained. Hand washing, sanitizing, all of that. Limited numbers in stores, proper queuing. All of that is all part of trying to eradicate this virus.
Yeah, same thing we're doing here in the States, in many parts of the States. I'm thinking, too, that while this is a way to eradicate the virus, require everyone wear masks in shops, socially distance, all the people who work in shops wearing masks, it's about eradicating the virus. This is also about keeping livelihoods for your members going, because if this doesn't work, if people don't wear masks, they're going to have to shut down again.
Well, the economy has suffered badly. This is probably a bigger recession than the financial tsunami we had in 2008. So we're clear. The government intervention has been welcomed in terms of job retention schemes, business interruption loans for businesses. But we have still seen unprecedented numbers of job losses, big high street names taking off huge numbers of employees. And this is only the start. So again, we're doing all we can to secure the retail sector. But I would point this out. The retail sector has been in some difficulty for over 10 years with the bricks and mortar versus the online retailers. So again, we have been calling on government for a retail strategy for the future. We all want to see our high street survive. But it takes a willingness of all the parties to be working to look, what does the future look like?
A lot at stake. Paddy Lillis, General Secretary of the English Shop Workers Union, USDAW. Paddy, best of luck to you and your members tomorrow when masks become mandatory for customers there in British shops. Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks a lot.